Okay. Sugya of Leisachmod, Chamsin, Leisigzol should take today and Thursday. There's nothing going on Thursday. Next week is Purim. What I'd like to do, I think we should do is have Shir Wednesday night, because Thursday night's the Rav's. Is the wedding, right? Thursday night after, so we'll have Shir Wednesday night, and then probably.
And not Monday night,
same. Monday night is Shushan Purim. People are going to be.
Oh, Shushan Purim. Fine.
Yeah. So I think so. We'll have Shir Wednesday, and Wednesday night, and then I think the week after is my Yam Liyam week. So I go Liyam Liyam with Yeshiva.
Wednesday.
So, but since we're having Shir Wednesday night, we could do Sunday night. And then I'm gone till Yam Liyam after that. And then the basic schedule is like this. I want to do Lo Sachmod this week. Lo Sachmod of Chamsin. And then next week, start Takva Kain. Because Takva Kain is like a whole daf. It starts with Takva Echad Befaneinu. Goes all the way over to the other daf. And if we're lucky, we'll be finished with it by first week of Nisan, somewhere in there. And then we'll be done by Pesach. We'll be Takva Kain, and then post Pesach, I think we'll do a mafke. You mean the third parak of Makkos?
Didn't we do a mafke once?
We never did a mafke. We did El Messias. Okay. All right. So this is a deceptively tough sugya. It's sort of like when you look past your opponent to the next round. So I was looking towards Takva Kain, because I already started Takva Kain now. And then when I got into Lo Sachmod, I said, "Whoa, this is not a simple sugya," and Imamish redefines it. Never really did it that well, and it really redefines the Isser Lo Sigzol for you. Osachmod, what a chamsin is, and basically the way it works is there's three gemaras. There's our gemara, there's the gemara in Sanhedrin, and the gemara in Baba Kama. And the real job here is to get each shita down, which is our day in Taisus, which is, I'm just going to assume, is going with the first day in Taisus in Sanhedrin. The second day of Tosfos in Sanhedrin, which might also be the Ravid, and then there's the Rambam Shita, and each Shita, besides defining Lo Sigzol, Lo Sachmod, according to both of them, according to all of them, have to then go ahead and see how they each read the three Gemaras. So it's a viable Shita. Okay, and that's basically it. Along the way, we get some very important insights. Just as an intro before we even start, so there's a famous, this is one of the more famous Osachmod, one of the more famous Brisker examples of Brisker Torah. So you might as well just start with that. You guys looked up, how do you see the Ibn Ezra on Osachmod, and you see the way Ibn Ezra and other Mefarshe Tanakh very much explain Lo Sachmod very similar to Lo Sisave, and rightfully so. From a purely pshat level, what does the Lo Sachmod mean? It means don't desire your fellow Jew's property, his wife, and same thing as Lo Sisave. So covet, desire, like, in fact, many actually don't distinguish them in terms of them being two love, okay, two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam does, and others do as well. The Rambam, okay, says as follows.
Where you
Rambam distinguishes. Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, in the Rambam. It says, Kol HaChoymeid Avdo, O Amosoy. This is Maram Makayim 8. Now I'm just bringing it to the beginning as part of an intro here. 8 and 9, yeah. I don't know what happened there. Kol HaChoymeid Avdo, O Amosoy. I liked 8. Kol HaChoymeid Avdo, O Amosoy. O Beso, the Chelav Shal Chavero, O Kol Dovah She'ef Shalo She'ikneu Menu. Anyone who covet the Eved, the Bayis, Kalim, anything that could be acquired, the Hichbir Alav Bereim, the Hiftzirbo, he went ahead and he pressed him, tried to persuade him, and pressured him, Ad shelakhu mimenu, until he ultimately acquired it from him. Afal pi shenasan lo damim harbe, even though he gave him lots of dough. Hareza oiver b'loisase shenema loisachlo. Okay. As opposed, let's just skip for a second to Yud. As opposed to Yud, where he says, Kol ha-mesave beso, o ishto, v'cheilav shel chavero, v'cholze ben mishar dvarim, she'esh lo d'gnoysa imenu, kevan she'chashav b'libo, heyach yikne davar ze, b'nifte libo, right? B'davar, just in his heart, okay, thinking about how he could acquire it, get it. He's over below his asesh, never like the sabbath. Taiva ella belay bilvad. So we just stopped there. We would say that what's the formal definitional difference between loisachmoid and loisasaveh? You say that loisasaveh is purely something that's in the heart. Kosh Baruch Hu will know. You know, whether you're over or not, it's in your lave. Gotta work on that. But losach mode is a much more formalized iser, where a person goes ahead and he pressures someone, right, to get something that he wants. Okay? And is it action involved? No. Doesn't sound like that. Correct. But we're gonna see, let's go on. That's 100% correct, but comes the Rambam back in Tess, and he continues on. The ein lokin alav zeh mipnei she'ein bo maisa. So, what's the Rambam doing here? He says, but you don't get malchus for this lav. Mipnei she'ein bo maisa, because there's no maisa. Ve'ina oiver b'lav zeh, and you're not oiver on this lav. Ad sheyikach achefetz shechama, you have to acquire it. K'dishin emel esach mekezev v'zav alev lakach telecha chimud sheyesh bo maisa. So, what's going on? The Ravid goes and he says, what's the Rambam talking about? Right? He says, Ein Tema. Right? Lo Ra'isa Yidavar Tema Gadol Mizeh. Right? What kind of a... This is such a huge... Right? Heichan Maisa Gadol Minatilas HaChefetz. Where do you have a bigger Maisa than acquiring and taking the chayfetz? You have to acquire it, you have to take it, so you get a kvetch out of it. Maybe you could acquire it without doing a physical action, hey, and a hint, but that won't even work according to the Rambam, because you remember the Rambam Shita from Psachim. The Rambam Shita is, even if the lav in general is a lav that might be fundamentally you could do without a maisa. Right? Remember the Rambam, I buy you Rambam, buy you matzah. If you go ahead and
you can't fundamentally do without the law.
What?
You can't fundamentally do without the law.
Okay, so you have to go ahead. Okay, you can go ahead and you can make it into a lav sheyesh bo maisa and get malchus for it if you acquire chametz on Pesach. So Rambam is in big trouble. If you held like the Ravid, maybe you could do a little kvetcherein and say, ah, the kinyan, not only a maisa, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So the question is, what's the pshat? So, anyone? There's a famous Torah, so famous that none of us know the pshat. Okay, but this happens to be one of the, I'd say one of the top five examples of Brisker Lumdus from the early days of Brisker knowledge. Okay, of my and the basic pshat is said b'shem Rav Chaim, but the Stipler writes it out. They don't necessarily quote Rav Chaim. Yeah.
Is to have this desire to
want to
do it.
It's
tonight they actually going accomplish it. So you can't call that the
mice.
That's not the
mice.
The
mice
is not the double or else.
Say it a little better.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Saying,
okay. Yeah.
But
it's
basic
mahalach. Yeah. So the way what I think you're saying is like this. No, it's true, but I don't think you can just improve upon it. And this very much keeps it in line, at least the Rambam, similar to the Ibn Ezra, although from the Ravid it's mashma that it's the Maisa is Gufa part of it, and that's the distinction between Losach Mod and Loisa Saveh. The Rambam Shita seems to be true. It's a fundamental difference between Losach Mod and Loisa Saveh. Well, Loisa Saveh is just, you know, this... that which you have in the heart, Losachmo for sure has to, you're only going to be over if at the end of the day you acquire it. But the lav conceptually is not an action of taking. It's the chemda. It's similar to Losasave, except the pshat is the Losachmo is an intensified lo sisave. In other words, that you're only going to be over lo sach mode, this is what you meant to say, if it reaches the sheer of intensity, right, not just the tnai. Okay, the intent, right, it's a reflection of the intensity of the desire. And therefore, while lo sisave is just in your heart, you're desiring something, that's Lo Sisave, and you gotta work on that. Losach Mod Pshat is you have this intense desire that takes you to the point where you hound the guy until he what? Until he goes ahead and he sells it to you. Or gives it to you. Correct.
If you're learning Losach Mod, just step more intense. Why should
I? Yes. Yeah, you'll be what?
Whenever you're over Losav, yeah, okay.
Okay, fine, yeah. Ain't a chinami. Some actually learn that they're the exact same. Some actually learn that they're the exact same love. The Ram doesn't do that. Okay? Now, so that's the love of Losach. Okay? Now, we're going to see that the Rambam...
It's not because he needs to have a Maisa.
Because that's the only way you can get to that level.
Without the Maisa, you're not going to be able to Losach Mod. But the Lav is Chemda, is desire. Yeah. But the Maisa, when you do that Maisa, that is not in any way, okay, redefining what you're doing. It's not a... See what I say, by bayiram, bayimatzeh, you're actually acquiring, right? You're acquiring chametz. You're doing an act that's doing what? That's acquiring chametz, and therefore there's an action there in bayiram, bayimatzeh. Here, the pshat is the action is just a reflection of the intensity of your
actions, not a maisa avera.
Correct. Correct. The maisa avera is the chamda. Okay? But you need a maisa. Excellent. Oh. Now, the Ravid obviously is chalik. The Ravid obviously holds that it's one, you know, combo plan of a chemda, and which basically part and parcel of that chemda is pressuring a guy to give you his object. That is, okay, it's very similar to what we're going to see, the act of chamsonus, which we're going to be coming to. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Rambam is really, okay, a shita that we're not going to come to in our sugya until Thursday. Because the Rishonim here are Tosfos, as well as the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, as well as the Tosfos in Baba Kama, does not agree with the Rambam. In fact, Tosfos by us and the first day of Tosfos in Sanhedrin doesn't even agree with the Ravid. Okay? Well, so what we're going to do today is, as I said, we're going to have to go step by step. We're going to go through the Gemaras and lay out the issues and the difficulties, and hopefully we'll start digging in at least to Tosfos by us, and move from there with some of the problems, and hopefully by Thursday we'll have fully crunched. Next week already we're going to be moving to Tachva Klein. There's a couple of little small sugyas before that, but I want to make sure we get the whole Tachva Klein in before. No, next week we're going to have shir Wednesday night, because Thursday night is the Rav's wedding. So we're going to have a shir Wednesday night, and then Sunday night the week after, because Monday through Thursday is Yam Liam. So we'll have today, Thursday, next Wednesday night, Sunday, then we'll come back and we'll just keep going till we finish Tachva Klein, which hopefully will be sometime before Pesach. Okay. Then Mafkin, post Pesach. And you'll be back for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you're waiting for.
Okay. Okay. Either that or sukkah. Next year sukkah. Next year sukkah. I'm pushing for sukkah next year. Pushing for sukkah. What? Yeah. Okay. Except I can't have you guys in November, December pulling like a shana aleph, like, sukkah is over already, man. Like, let's go. Like, you know, how can we keep learning sukkah? Like, it's not even relevant anymore. Like,
we should be deciding.
What are the other options?
Oh, why? No, I'll tell you. The other ones are things that the chabura did already. So that's why I'm always the one thinking about the chabura. I have to like angle l'shem shemayim, you know, somehow. Don't worry. We've always managed to work it out. If not, we do. My shir and my cell have to suffer. Okay, here we go. So now the Gemara and Bav Metzia. I have some Bav Metzias here for those of you who like to look inside, because we're going to be reading the Gemara inside. This Gemara is extremely, extremely deceptive. So deceptive, I'll show you right away where the Gemara like totally fakes you out. Okay? Anyone get to the Tosfos in Baba Kama? Maramukkim 3? You got to it? The one in Baba Kama? Maramukkim 3? Okay. He says something very, very important there in the end, in Lagabe this Gemara. I don't know if you're able to chop it. Okay. So here, let's go. So Gemara starts out as follows. This is Hey Amid Bayis. If you remember from last shir, those who you hear, those who weren't, we'll fill you in. We're in the middle of the sugya of Chashad Avamayna, Chashad Avamona, Chashad Ashvuasa, or Chashad Avamona, Lo Chashad Ashvuasa. And the Gemara is in the midst of rejecting the opinion of Chashad Avamona, Chashad Ashvuasa. And it says as follows. Gemara says, how, what's my proof that Chashra Mamona is not Chashra Shvuasa? Says, Elaha de Amar Rav Huna Mashbiin Isai Shvua. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Elaha de Amar Rav Huna Mashbiin Isai Shvua She'eino Bershuso. What is this? This is already a prelude to Hamafkid. Later on in Bal Metzia, there's the famous case of Shilein Velo Ratzel Ishava, where a guy goes ahead and he says, listen, I'm a Shomer, there was an Aines, I'm Potter, but you know what? I'm not into the Shvua thing, so I'm going to pay. So Rav Huna says, not so fast. Shema ain't a nasamba. The guy might have liked your MP3 and pocketed it, the Shomer. So he makes it like a Shvua of Eino Bershusa. So he says, How could Chachamim make him take a shvua? Ain't a b'shusa. Neima, what are we suspecting him of? We're suspecting him of pocketing it. So Neima, migo de chashra mamona, chashra shvuasa. Right. So what then does this prove? Chashra mamona, lo chashra shvuasa. What that machlokas is, you can go online. I have a guy now in yeshiva who puts all I'm doing it through Mavaseret now, finally, not through OJ anymore. I have a guy who puts it up, so but hopefully by the end of the next day or two, everything will be online. So if you want to go back and didn't get Chashra Mona, Chashra Shvuasa, it's definitely Kedai.
On Wai Torah?
Yeah. Okay. What? No, but you want to know if it's through the Mavaser that you're still going to be on Wai Torah. Okay. So he says as follows. Chashra Mamona seems to be proving Chashra Mamona lo Chashra Shvuasa. Gemara says, no. Hasam Nami, he's not really a Chashra. Why? Mayra V'Amar, he's a Mayra Heter. And he says, I'm giving him money. So if I'm giving him money, I'm not over on Gzela. In his mind, he's not over anything. So he's not. We're not kosher a guy who's more heter. The same way, right? We weren't kosher a guy who was an ishtemute kamishtame. Kavachomer, if we're not gonna. We're not going to be chayshir the guy who's a mara heter. He's just a star mara heter, but he's not. He can't mara heter on the shvua. Oh. So, from the reading of this gemara alone, and this is a key point right here. What does it sound like?
It sounds like he is stealing something.
He is.
I would have said that.
You wouldn't have said that.
No, I just
said correct.
I would have said that.
Okay. It sounds like he's over the Isser Gzela.
Some kind of mama.
Okay. But what? He's just being Moreh Heter. But it's going to become clear from the Rishonim here. And in what? And in Sanhedrin. And in Baba Kama. That the only question is going to be Legabe Losachmod. Whether in Losachmod you're chayiv even if you give money. But lo sigzol, for sure you're not going to be over the lav. You might have done a maisa gzela, there might even be gezel. But the iser lo sigzol is not there if there is compensation. Now, the guy has to actually take the money. If I go ahead and I jack your book and throw money by you and you don't take it, then obviously I was over Zayla. But if ultimately, even if you don't, this is going to become clear. If I go ahead and take Rabbeinu Glanz's safer and I give him money and he takes it, even if he doesn't want me to have this book still, And even if it might have, it might be gezel. And even if legally I might have a chiyuv of hashava, the iser gezel is not there. It's not my sigzol. My sigzol is only when it's a taking. Let's get very. Let's define it now. There has to be a taking of deprivation. If there's no taking of deprivation, of monetary deprivation, it's more than just deprivation of the object. It has to be a taking of monetary deprivation. And without it being without a taking of monetary deprivation, it's not lo sigzol. Now from the Gemara here, it's not mashma that way. From the Gemara here, it's mashma that you're over lo sigzol. If you take a, if you just take an object, okay, and you give him money, if he's not makne the object to you, you're over lo sigzol. That's what's mashma from this Gemara. Because the Gemara is the only reason why he's not chashna mamona is because he's more hetter, which implies that one is over lo sigzol when he takes and compensates. So Tosos in Bava Kama is bothered by this. Yeah, but again, he's a shomer. He's now right now when he what? Right now when he denies that he has the object, he says it was lost. So he's over gzela. He's pocketing it. Sure, it's his chatzar. He's keeping it. He's keeping it. He's keeping it by him. Once he says that I don't have it, so he's basically asserting it as his. Yeah. For sure. For sure, it's my gzela. Okay.
So why isn't he over the iser of gzela as soon as he does that? Even if he pays 5 minutes later.
Because I'll tell you why.
Plans to pay.
Because until the case is over, okay? Until the case is over, there's been no what? There's been no, the object is still, he's a showman. So, he's in the midst of a case here. And he's denying, what has he done? He's denied that he has the object, okay? So, now, as part of the what? As, listen, the Terence that he's going to give is going to be very similar to you, what you're saying. But before, but he asks the questions. I want to dramatize it. The basic assumption is here that there's a process in court going on here. And what is he doing? He's paying for the object that he's bought, that he's keeping. So that's the whole court case. So there's a compensation going on for the object that he's keeping by him. Okay, so Tosus is bothered. Listen to this. Tosus and Bava Kama is bothered by this. And listen to what he says. This is very important. Yeah.
I have like a Bava Kama question.
Yeah.
To me, when I read the Gemara, it seems more of a Havamina Maskana in terms of what his mindset is relative to. What his mindset is. In other words, and if his mindset was to steal, so to speak, so then he's Chashara Al Shurasa.
Right.
And if his mindset wasn't.
He's not.
Right, and then there's a conversation.
But the implication then is that the only reason why he's not chashed is because he was more hetter. What do you mean? If the act itself wasn't an iser gzela, he's not chashed.
That's not necessarily true.
What?
That's not necessarily true.
What do you mean?
Chashed amamona could mean that he's shown that he's not trustworthy with Maman to the point where we won't trust him.
Even if it's not a formal Isser Gzela,
right.
It might be because he's in possession of Gezel.
That's right.
So the truth of the matter is,
right.
I think your pshat is the Ritva. You check out the Ritva, he happens to call a Gezel. I think he says your pshat, you'll check it out. What? The Tosafot doesn't say, you know, the only explicit answer in the Rishonim is not what you're saying. But I happen to believe that what you're saying is the Ritva. Namely, the Ritva holds that who says when it comes to Chashud, right, you require the Isser of Gzela, choshek could just be when you do a maisa gzela, okay, a maisa gezel as well could very well make you choshek, because it's not, you know, as you remember from last sugya.
We're not discussing about whether he technically was over gzela.
Correct.
Correct.
But you'd have to say that there is gezel here. And that gezel itself, although it's not a formal iser, it's bad. Okay? Which is the chiddush. But I think that's the pshat in the Ritva. You'll check it out. Tell me if you think I'm right. You guys will check out the Ritva. But that's not what Tosfos answers though. Tosfos gives a less lamdish pshat. Unless Mechudish took a pshat, okay? And he says like this. Of course it's lamdas, but it's not as fancy. Because you guys, you have to realize, your chiddush is, what you're saying is a double chiddush here. Because you're saying that we're not discussing. You can make it even one big chiddush. That up until now we've always associated choshed, right, with an avera of chemdas mama, right? A chamas dika avera. You're being mechadish now that chamas, legal chamas, is what makes him chashud, even if it's not a lo sasin. Now, we pointed out, for those of you who are here, for the city of Chasha or Chasha HaShvu'ata, and we got into this, the idea of the different types of psulei edus, that it could very well be that the psulei edus of Chamas, if you remember, the Rasha de Chamas versus Rasha de Avera might be fundamentally different, where, let's say, for example, you have a Rasha de Avera where the psul is based on the Avera. Okay, that's why it has to be a Lav Sheyesh Bo Malkus. Or a Rasha de Chamas is not a Lav Sheyesh Bo Malkus, it's a Lav of Chemdas Mamo. Because when it comes to Rasha de Chamas, it's not a formal psul of Rasha, but it's rather it's a Chashid. You're a Chashid Legabe Eidus. It's the idea of a Chashid, which then carries over to Chasha Amon Chasha Shvuasa, which then leads very nicely into what Ido was saying. But okay, so hold on to that. That's gonna, you know, the idea you're saying, I think, is gonna be meaningful, and maybe we'll, if we have time on Thursday, we'll read that Ritva. But listen to what Tosfos in Bava Kamma says. He says, okay, so what's going on here? So why are we bringing this case of Rav Huna as a kasha here? So he says, Lohevi Divrei Rav Huna, that's what he says. Lohevi divrei Rav Huna. First he says, Ela Mishum. His first teretz is, Lohevi divrei Rav Huna, Ela Mishum Demaksha Vahaka'avar Belay Sachmo. His first teretz, he pulls a total fast one. And he says that the Gemara here wasn't even talking about Lo Sigzol. Itself was only talking about Lo Sachmo. And then the Gemara like sort of like repeating itself. But what are you talking about? It's the Havamina Sachmo. It's like. But Eina Chinami, there was never a Havamina Gzela. That's one pshat. That's not so smooth in the Gemara either. And he gives another pshat. Inami Hachi Maksha. Listen to this. Kevon Shepater Atzmo B'Mashetan Nignevu O Nevdu Ve'Eino Mishalem Damim, Ella Lefisha Eino Rotza Lishava, Vim Haya Potro Minashvua, Loya Mishalem Klum, Im Kain Nemo Miga. In other words, what he's saying is like this. Here, he's not giving the money as compensation, payment, exchange for what he's jacking. If it was up to him, and this is similar to what you were getting at, if it was up to him, he'd just be pocketing it. It's only because they were mechayev mashmua that he's doing what? He's being mishaling to get out of the shmua. So that's like sort of, like let's say I go ahead and I, you know, steal your object, and I decide to also give you some shalach monos. You know, like, that's not compensation. What does it got to do with the, what does that do with the object?
Except for that's the amount.
What? Yeah, but from a legal standpoint, and even from a conceptual standpoint, the money that's being given is to get off the hook from Shvua.
That's taken for granted, that the guy be willing to steal.
What?
He's totally making, you know, Kimta, that the guy would be willing to steal. Most of us, just like when you do the molded mixes, you compared it to molded mixes before, it was more added. But like I said, the guy would never make fun of Nebach Lobo. He just tried to push off.
Right, but
similarly, I would say, this guy really would never steal. People don't steal, that's a bad guy.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, he's not right here saying, okay, you know what, I have your object, I feel bad, here's your money.
I agree he's not being forthcoming about the truth. But that's not the point. The point is, Hoses is using it to try to explain that this guy, he's making a jump. I would say, dialogue with the Zagita. Who in the world said that? This guy who's willing to do Los Zafos. I mean, it's one attack, man. But he's willing to do Los Zafos, but to do Los Zingos, that's a big
jump. You're saying so good. And that's how Tosas now goes on and even explains the Moreh Hetta. He goes on and he says, Umeshani, what's the Moreh? The Moreh is not a Balabatish Moreh. The Moreh is a Lumdisha Moreh. And he's saying like this. He's saying, he's being Moreh in his heart, and he's saying, Imhaya, right? Gam Imhaya, Pogrom Menashvua. I would have given him money anyway. So therefore, in his mind, he's not what? He's not stealing. But the bottom line is, Tosas is saying, since bottom line, the money is being given in the halachic context of what? Payment for Shvua? So by definition, it's not what? It's not an exchange. It's a gzela and a payment for sure, and therefore you have gzela mamish. Okay, but what comes out of all of this? That's a very cool pshat in the Gemara. But what comes out of this, and this is very, very important, what comes out of this is that the iser of los sigzol. Okay, and by the way, this is until I got up to this part of Tosfos, I was like going in circles. Because all the Rishonim are going to be like harping on Losach mode, and I'm going like, what's going on? Losach mode only when you have Losigzal. And what are you talking about? Losigzal also. Losigzal also. You're only over even when you give money. So what's going on? So at the end of the day, no, it's not true. Losigzal, you're not over when you compensate. Just in this unique scenario here, the compensation for the object is not really compensation for the object. It's a stamp payment for getting out of Shvua. But Lo Sigzol, let's go to the definition. Lo Sigzol is what? A taking of monetary deprivation. Monetary, and if there's no monetary deprivation, you're not over the lav. Okay? By the way, this is very, very nice. Did we learn Baba Kama? Did we do Baba Kama yet? No, I don't know if we do Baba Kama. This is very nice, and it is a famous Rabbeinu Yonah. In the beginning of we're going to talk about it again, we get to Tosos. In the beginning of Baba Kama, All the Rishonim, Achronim, all struggle to search for an Isser in Mazik, in the Zikin? Are you over any lav? Are you over any lav if you're Mazik? So there's no pasuk like Sizik, you know. No pasuk like that. So a lot of different, you know, there's a famous of Chaim that it's lack of shmira on you over the lack of not being shmira on yourself. A lot of fancy terrorists. Some say it's, you know, over Hafleicha Kamaicha, all these kind of stuff. There's a Rabbi Yonah that says, when you're Mazik, you're over Lo Sigzol. Everyone goes crazy. What are you talking about? Lo Sigzol is when you go ahead and you take it to yourself. You, right? You're, that's for sure. There's no Maisik Zela when you're Mazik. So this is, when is there an Isik Zela? This fits very nicely with that Rabbi Yonah. As you see from here, that the core Yisoid in Gzela, true, the Maisik Gzela and the legal Maisik Gzela is where you do what? Is where you take the object away and bring it to yourself. But you might even have the Lo Saseh of Lo Sigzol just if you deprive him. So you go ahead and you deprive him, and you destroy his object. That might be, again, most Rosh Hashanah don't agree with that because they hold it has to be a taking of monetary deprivation. But where, I'm going to say, where in the world, if you held that, now my point is, if you held that Gzela was Gzela even when you do what? Even when you pay and compensate, right? And it's just from the actual taking of his object, but he had no monetary loss, it'd be very hard to say that when you're Mazik, you're over the Isser and Lav of Lo Sigzol. They got nothing to do with each other. But if you say at the core in Gzela, it's a taking of monetary deprivation, so he could actually expand the Lo Saseh to even when there's no taking. And just the legal Gzela requires taking, etc. Okay? Now let's move on with the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, let's assume, like we've been assuming up in, like with the second day of Taisis there, not the first. Gemara assumed you were over Lo Sigzol because in terms of the Gzela, there was no what? There was no compensation. And he was Meira Heta that he was compensating. She says, okay, but still you're over what? Hakaavar Alav V'Loi Sachmon. So Pasha Pshah of the Gemara right now is that Lo Sachmon, you're over even when what? Even when the person is compensating, is giving money for it. Okay? You still owe a Lo Sachmon. Is it necessarily going as far as the Rambam? No. Because the Rambam, if you remember, says you're over Lo Sachmod even if you do what? Even if you hound him until he sells it to you. Right? Here we don't know that. Here we seem to know, at least from this Havamina so far, we're going to see, once we get to the Maskana, it's going to be even... Here, all we seem to be assuming Pashup Shat is that he's over Lo Sachmod in a case where he's giving money for the object that he's taking. And the guy actually takes it, obviously, the money. But it could be that he's still in possession of Gezel. There's no Isser, there won't be an Isser Gzela because there was compensation. But there'll be an Isser Lo Sachmod because he ultimately took the object, but it could be that you have to be in possession of Gezel to be over Lo Sachmon. Could be. We'll see. Then he goes on and he says, no. Lo Sachmon l'inshi below dami mashmalu, below dame mashmalu. So what does that sound like? That Lo Sachmon l'inshi, Lo Sachmon to people, also think, people think you're only over the Losach mode when there's no money involved. Meaning people think, it's interesting, people, I guess they're super lundish, and they assume, listen, that's Los Asave. I guess Los Asave, you're not going to become pusillatus for Los Asave. Because or you're not going to become Chashav Amona for Los Asave. Unless you hold Los Asave and Los Asave the same lot. We'll worry about Los Asave later. I'm not over unless I actually steal. That's what it sounds like. Okay? But our Tosus is not going to be learning this way. Our Tosus is going to be learning like the first day in Tosus in Sanhedrin, okay, which we're going to do first, because the first day in Tosus in Sanhedrin is the starting point for our Tosus by us. Okay? And this is gonna now, and now things are gonna start breaking open. This is a reshinable.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So listen to the Gemara. Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think we did this Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin adds on the Gemara. It quotes a brisa that says. Hosifu alein agazvan v'achamsan. The Chazal, the Chachamim, added two new psulei derabanan called gazlan and chamsan. So Gemara says gazlan dairaisa. That's a dairaisa. So Gemara says lo nitzricha ella lemitzias cheresh odav akadin. No, we're talking about where a cheresh odav akadin finds something. Obviously, he can't be kainet. So meikar saver mitzias cheresh odav akadin. Lo shchicha, right? You would have thought like the stealing from a cheresh odav katan. They thought originally that doesn't really happen too often. Either the metziah doesn't happen too often. The jacking from the, you know, these nebuchs don't happen too often. Inami, it's not really an iser gzela. It's only an iser medache shalom. So he says, kaven the chazer the sof mamanu the kashlakli. So the bottom line is that they're taking these poor souls' money, so they passed him either a button. Okay, whatever that shayla is. And the Gemara goes on. Hachamsonim, what's the chamsonim? Meikara sabar. This gets very key. What are chamsonim? What are chamsonim? Meikara sabar. Dame kayayiv. Akrayi bi'alma. In the beginning, what do the chacham think? These guys are what? Giving money. Following to giving money. Okay, it's something that happens. And they're giving money. So let me ask you a question. So they're giving money. What's the obvious question?
Isn't that what the
Daraisa did? Luchayra, you're over Los Achmon. You should be puzzled Minat Tyra. You're a Rishon. Okay? Okay, so the Gemara says, no, Kevan de Chazu de Chachatvi. Since the Chachamim saw that they were actually grabbing, sounds like they were grabbing without giving money. So Gazu Bu Rabbanan, they were Gazu. If you look at Rashi, Chachamim saw it, they were just taking it. Look at Rashi, Kevan de Chazu de Chachatvi, Bishakli, and they took it. Even when they're giving money, it's us who they got money. Why? It was hard for the Bailim to actually sell. What did they end up doing? They grabbed it, and instead of making sure the guy actually took the money, they just threw the money in front of them. If you throw the money in front of them, and the guy doesn't accept the money, that's Zayla. They never had a pass of these guys. Either a bone. But obviously the big kasha is, what do you mean? Even if, right? Even if the chamsonin are giving money, that's lo sachmon. And they should be pasul minat Torah.
No, but obviously from Rashi explained that the second case is where you give him money, but the first case has to be something else.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, no, the difference. One is you're giving money and they're accepting the money.
Right.
And this is you're just throwing the money and they don't necessarily accept the money.
Right, so in the first case, that's not real, what's it called? Because you're allowed to have a conversation with a guy if you don't do it with four.
If the guy doesn't have the money, you're over Gzela. Forget about Los Sachmos.
You didn't push him at all and you just went and bought it. And he was willing, but you probably.
So why come to the case where they're not even accepting the money? Obviously, the first case is where they accepted the money.
The first case, not where they accepted the money, but in the first case, you didn't have to do anything illegal, but you would have done something illegal. So the second case.
No, but why were they called Chamsonin? They obviously were hounding the guy until he gave it to them, or until he took it. Okay. Anyway, I'm more interested in Tysus right now. Let's go to Tysus. Vim Taimar. The lifsol mido raisa de ka'avar alav de lo sachmo. Okay? Now, what would you and I have answered to this question based on our Gemara? It's a very simple answer based on our Gemara. No. Why isn't he pasul mido raisa? Correct. If you understand the psul edus, as a psul of what? As a psul of chashud. We're talking about here, right? We're talking about the psul of Rosh Hashanah Chamas Derabbana. And you understand the same way Shvur, we're talking about chashud, so the psul of Edus also is based on a chashud. So he's not a chashud because he's Mora Heter. In she think, you're not a Losachma. But watch this. And this confuses everything. Yesh lomar delo sachmod mashma delo yahiv demay. Lo sachmod is when money is not given. V'chi yahiv demay, and when what? When money is given, leka lav dechavod klal. Then he asks the obvious question from our Gemara. Vim taimar, v'ha amin ha-perakam and v'metziya. Lo sachmo b'lo gdomi, mashmilu. Lo sachmo b'lo gdomi, mashmilu, mashmilu, inchi dafka. Hu dimishtam ha-kach. From our Gemara's matter that people think you're not over lo sachmo when you give money. But of course you're over lo sachmo even when you do give money. And now, what are we saying? We're saying, based on this Gemara, right? And for sure, this first Teretz of Tosis is saying, you're only over Lo Sachmod when no money is given. Now, before he gives his Teretz, this Kasha on the Gemara, you'll see that Tosis by us seems to be learning our Gemara the same way. Let's listen to our Tosfos. Bim Tomar Tepuk Lei Milo Sigzal. He says, he asks the question, below Dummy Mashmalahu. Tosfos asks, why don't you just learn it out from where? Lo Sigzal. And what's his Kasha? I thought we're saying that what? That Lo Sigzol is when you don't give money. And Lo Sachmo, I thought we're talking about right now, when you are giving money. So what does it mean, Tepuk Lei Milo Sigzol? No, you need Lo Sachmo, because Lo Sachmo is what we're talking about, where you are giving money. And therefore the Gemara is now saying that in Lo Sachmo, when you give money, you are going to be over, but he's more ahead there, and he thinks that you're not going to be over if you give money. So Tosos goes so far as saying, the Yesh Lomar, listen to this, it's a totally opposite extreme from the Rambam. Lavur alav b'shnei lavin. Lo sachmod and lo sigzal are mamish identical. It's to add an olav to lo sigzal. And when you're over lo sigzal, or when you're over lo sachmod, you'll be over also lo sigzal. Ah, what do you do with our Gemara? So listen to what Tosos in Sanhedrin says. Now back to Tosos in Sanhedrin. Ah, it's Mashman our Gemara by Matzia. Lo sachmod l'inshi below dummy mashmalu. Tosfos says in Sanhedrin yesh loymar the mashmalu de ka'amar. He must have really been bothered by the other Gemaras. Ratzalomar nami the Kenu Ames. Sounds like it's Inshi, but it's really that's the way the halacha is. Lo sachmod leinshi below dummy mashmalu. Below dummy mashmalu means that's where we have lo sachmod. What he does with the word leinshi, he's not really telling us, but he's basically saying at the end of the day, the pshat in lo sachmod is identical to what? Identical to Gzela. And the same way by Gzela, you are what? You are not over. If you give money, so too Osachmo, you're not over if you give money. Ow, don't forget, the Gemara only required the Moreh Heter regarding Lo Sigzal, because in this case it happens to be that there's no compensation. But now we're going within the sight of this guy's Moira Heter. And he's saying, oh, I'm not over Lo Sigzal because I'm compensating. Ah, the guy says, oh, but you're over Lo Sachmod. So the answer is, no, you're not over Lo Sachmod. Because Lo Sachmod also is only when what? Is only when you don't compensate. Okay? That is the Mahalach of the first day of Tosfos Sanhedrin and our Tosfos. We're going to see things are going to want, things are going to get really juicy. Yeah. Are you in charge? Your wife in charge? Your wife speak? So you should speak to my wife. So you tell me when you're going to get there. Maybe I'm going to go check. I'm going to go check. I'm going to go check.